You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
¿Qué tal, mis amigos? My dear friends. This is your host, Aida Nieves, here at Vida Doggy de nuevo. Again, today's episode will make you, it's going to make you very excited and leave you wanting to hear more. For me, es muy especial, it's very special. Have you ever had an aha moment, a moment where a dream come true? One of those where you think that will never, ever in your life will happen? Well, it did to me. I was honored to have a one-on-one conversation with an icon of the dog community, admired by millions of people around the world, me included, the one and only Cesar Millan. Yes, guys, pinch me, pellizqueme. You are going to hear our conversation. It was quite interesting. First, before we do that, let me just apologize because I was so nervous that when we first started, I had no idea on what or how I was going to do the interview. And it's my first one with someone of his caliber. I mean, he is for some like a superstar. And to be able to talk to him is, like I said before, a dream come true. Or you can compare it with hitting the lotto, you know, with ganando dinero, hitting the lotto. It's one in a million. But Cesar Millan, being who he is, a leader of the pack, he took over, he took over immediately, guided me in, well, how he would say it, in an assertive and calm way. Have to give it to him, he's truly a master. Now, I hope that you enjoy, and let's listen.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where the healthy pets go.
Enter the code VIDA10. VIDA, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
The world has changed. One in five relationships now begin on an online dating site. And while you never know where things will lead, Match.com has led to more dates, more relationships, and more marriages than any other site. Join today.
Pet Life Radio listeners get 25% off the price of a membership. Just go to mevio.match.com and enter the code DOGGY, D-O-G-G-Y. That's mevio.match.com and enter the code DOGGY to get 25% off Match.com.
There's a movement afoot. ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
It's not every day that I get to be in front of such an icon of the dog community. Mm-hmm. like yourself. I mean, you're loved by millions of people around the world. I mean, like you, I'm also a strong dog advocate in the city. And then one question that I often get asked from people is that they are concerned when they're bringing a pet home, how they can have a friendly environment, something that is physically and emotionally balanced for the dogs. For example, they're concerned, like, if they're going to get a pet that is going to have a lot of hair on their furniture, if their paws are going to be dirty, if the food is going to be on the floor. So I believe that you're here because you're going to be sharing tips to our listeners about how can they can solve that problem.
Number one is make sure your dog is compatible to you, meaning energy-wise, before we even think about coat, before we even think about cleaning. It's about which dog are you bringing to your house, which what kind of energy dog, you know. There's four levels of energy, low, medium, high, and very high. So in a compatibility world, is never bring a dog that has higher level energy than you, because those are the ones who drive people crazy. It's not the hair that drives people crazy. You know, cleaning up is part of living. So cleaning up, you know, dirty paws or, you know, dogs that brought the dirt from the outside, that's part of it. If you don't have kids, you have dogs, and, you know, if you have kids, you're going to clean the same thing. If you're thinking about the coat aspects of things, it's something that you have to make sure you surrender and you accept that this is part of their beauty. Now, there is something that you can do by brushing your dog every day so it doesn't accumulate the excess amount of shedding. So understand, you know, breeds, how they shed, how often they shed.
And how a person can choose the right breed for them.
But the breed, in what way are you describing?
Well,
why,
I mean,
why the breed is so important?
I wouldn't say that, but how can they choose a pet? How they can choose which dog is the right one for their lifestyle or for their temperament?
But that's what I'm saying. It comes down to the simplicity of energy. As a dog advocate myself, it has nothing to do with a three-legged dog, two-legged dog. They all need adoption, you know. But the reason why people get into trouble with dogs is because they adopt or sometimes purchase a dog that is high-level energy. Let me give you a good example of this, okay? If you watch the movie Marley and Me, they chose the wrong energy Labrador. The dog, they climb on them. That's what they chose, because their interpretation was that this dog chose them.
Because the dog probably fell in love.
Right. That was their interpretation. But what they picked was a high-level energy Labrador. If you watch the movie, rewind the scene, you will see that some Labradors were at the end of the little place,
just
relaxing.
Yeah.
And they feel that those dogs had something wrong with them. I would have picked that dog for those people.
For the lifestyle that they
for the
have.
Lifestyle,
busy life.
Same mother and father, same leading mates, but they chose the high-level energy dog. See, so it has nothing to do with the hair anymore.
Okay.
It has to do with which energy dog you brought home.
Well, but it's funny because, like, you know, we live in New York City. We have apartments. We don't have a backyard, so we have to take our dogs out all the time. And then people, when they're going to adopt a pet, they are concerned about these things, and then they try to figure out ways on how they can, well, they say no ways, probably tools that they can use that can help them.
Well, never make an evaluation when a dog's inside a cage. You know, make sure you remove the dog from the cage to a larger environment. Give him 10, 20 minutes to get rid of some of that pent-up energy. He's just going to run around.
The excitement.
Then, you know, then don't talk when you enter back into that area. Just let him smell you, right? So how that looks like is they're going to do this. Most of the people, when they come and meet the dog again, they go, "Hi, baby," and then they start talking to him. So if you really want to evaluate the dog as who he is, don't use sound. Use sound for training purposes. Use silence for connection purposes.
Okay.
You see it? This is how you know what kind of energy they are, because the way they behave.
But it's funny because usually people do the opposite all the time.
they will go for the dog that is jumping and seems happy, and they think that that's the excitement for meeting them.
Yeah.
And then that's probably, like you say, what makes it difficult when they take it home. The dog brings the same energy and the same excitement all the time.
Everybody should, in my opinion, should be a dog advocate. But what is a dog advocate?
Absolutely.
What is a dog advocate? The person who saved dogs, the person who talked about not euthanasia dogs, spay neuter. That's just one thing. Dog advocate to me is the person who allows a dog to be himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The human grants the dog to be a dog. When a human makes a dog a human, he's not a dog advocate person.
Yes.
He's just advocating an identity on a dog. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So it's a fine line of understanding what that means.
So they're making the dog be who they are instead of accepting the dog as who they are, but naturally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, you're not going to be able to evaluate temperament because the dog is all out of control. That's not his temperament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can only evaluate temperament if it's calm, if it's quiet. Then he can show you his true colors. That's why when you see me on the show, no touch, no talk, no eye contact.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And people hear that all the time, but they do touch, talk, and eye contact.
Yes, I was going to ask you, that, how much it affects the inability of the people to, that no matter how much you demonstrate to them what they have to do to create that balanced dog in their environment, and they don't follow. I mean, they do it for just probably 5 or 10 minutes, and then they forget. Why do you think that happens?
Because the human is not yet willing to do what is best for the relationship. The human is so caught up into what is best for himself, man or woman. Therefore, what you're experiencing is a selfish human,
mm-hmm.
not ready yet for a relationship.
Yeah.
They think because they love and they buy cookies.
Unfortunately, we probably do that to our own children, too.
Well, a dog mirrors how the human has relationship with his own kind.
Okay.
You see what I mean? The dog can only show he's too honest to show anything else. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have good relationship with the dog, for the most part people don't have good relationships with humans. Well, at least not 100% communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthy communication.
Yeah.
Great affinity, great reality. They don't have it. They have an intellectual conversation, but in actuality is not the trust, respect, and the loyalty. See, a dog means trust, respect, loyalty, honesty, integrity, unconditional love. That's the meaning of a dog.
We should have schools. have schools for that.
Well, actually, the funny part you say that, uh-huh. I partnered with Yale University to create a curriculum that has been given so far to 1,300 schools in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, then my foundation is funding.
Do you know if there's any particular schools in the city that are in that program?
I don't know if it's in New York yet,
uh-huh.
but it's in the outside of New York.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because we recently have the Prevost Mr. Fashion show, and then in there there were some representatives from your magazine, this was mm-hmm. Way Magazine, and we presented to them an award for you, and I'm sorry mm-hmm. I don't bring it today yeah. because I misspelled your name. You know, I'm Hispanic, but I hear Milan, it's with one L,
mm-hmm.
and I forget that in English, you know, they say Milan with
yeah.
a double L.
No
way. So I'm sorry for that, but I'll make sure that you get it. But the community wanted to recognize your hard work
mm-hmm.
and all that you do for creating that bond between humans and animals through your Milan Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have different programs in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me about some?
Well, we have the spay neuter campaigns, especially
uh-huh.
for the Latino community, since I understand why we won't like to do spay neuter campaign. I mean, it takes one to know one.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and so it's very important in the Latino community, you know,
we educate.
Not only in the Latino community, still in America,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter what race the person is, or gender, sometimes females don't want to neuter their males. They don't mind to spay their females. But females, I have...
It must be the machismo type of...
No, this is a female.
Uh-huh. Oh,
this is a woman. A woman that feels bad cutting her dog's testicles, but she won't mind to spay the female.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there is still education need to be done, but that's one of the things that we do. We also help rescue organizations, you know. We provide education for them to start evaluating and beginning rehabilitations for their own shelters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also fund money to shelters that are in need, you know, especially for medical needs. We don't just do it in America, it's worldwide now. So we have held dogs all the way to dogs. It was a disease that was happening in Bali about dogs dying of rabies.
Oh.
So we send some money there so at least the dogs can be euthanized mm-hmm. before they achieve such a
So the foundation is worldwide, it's not only
yes.
in here.
Yeah, no, we mm-hmm. help Chile. Yeah, we help Chile. We have the areas here in the Midwest where it rains was really bad and just completely flooded this kennel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of things that we do.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to hear about the schools in here. I hope, you know, we get that soon. Because I've been working also with a program here that we're trying to bring some type of classes in the school
mm-hmm.
because the laws are there, but it seems that there's nobody really that is enforcing it or following up. So it's
mm-hmm.
important for people of the community to be involved and create that change
mm-hmm.
and be willing to do that.
But let me tell you a little
uh-huh.
bit about why I partnered with Swiffer.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, first of all, before Swiffer approached, I was already using the tools. You know, I have a pack of dogs at home. And I like to do the cleaning. I love to make sure the house is clean. One thing that a lot of people don't know about me is I'm very meticulous about cleanliness. And I don't like odors. I mean,
uh-huh.
I don't mind to be and roll over around dogs and smell like poop sometimes. But when it comes to my house, it has to be super clean.
Yep.
You know, and so the tool work, you know, it's easy to use. And for a guy, as we look for very practical ways to do things. And another thing.
And that's a big plus coming from a guy.
Yeah.
So that it's easy for a guy to use.
Yeah. Yep, it's easy. I mean, we like practical. We
uh-huh.
like the whole logical mind, right?
Yeah.
And then they created this 2-in-1, a vacuum and a static lifter. Or
uh-huh.
It's, what's it called?
Huh? Oh, yeah, it has like a drying pad.
Yeah.
A drying pad, yeah.
Okay, I think they gave me some samples to try at home. So I'm going to follow my homework, and I'm definitely going to try it.
But at the same time, you know, from a psychological
uh-huh.
point of view, I say, you know, I rehabilitate so many dogs who are afraid of vacuum brooms because people use it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so if we can deliver a message, besides, you know, cleanliness is very important, especially now that spring is coming, if you can learn to understand how important it is that your state of mind before you touch the cleaning tool. So a lot of people clean frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately the dog senses that and they attack the vacuum or they attack the cleaning tool. So to become more conscious even when you're cleaning. So to me, I've looked for areas or for situations where you can remind people how important it is to be calm and assertive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not just cleaning. It's cleaning with
a certain
aspect.
They just did it with me because when I came into the room, I was so nervous. I mean, again, it's not every day that you get to be in front of Peter Milan. And it's like a 1 in a million shot. So I'm still nervous, but you're making me feel, you know, so at ease and listening to you. I can relate so many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we need to project to our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we say, it's how we say it.
Yeah.
You know? We can switch Spanish and English all day long, and
uh-huh.
he will not know what we're saying, but he will know exactly how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if for us to express our disagreement, lo hacemos en español, then he switches. You know, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they do that thing, they get upset. And when they go back in English, they become a little bit more
uh-huh.
calm. You see
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's never going to know what we're saying, but he
mm-hmm.
definitely knows how we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that even when you're cleaning, which is an activity that people do often, or at least every day, that people pay attention for the benefit, for the well-being of their dogs.
Okay. I think that I read somewhere that there were some tools that help calm the nerves. Did I read wrong or from Swiffer? Do they have like a scent or something?
Well, yeah, they now come with the scent of Febreze, which comes in lavender, which I believe is a calming scent.
It's a calming. Okay, you see?
Definitely lavender helps. And, you know, it has helped from a homeopathic point of view. It
mm-hmm.
really relaxes dogs. You know, and it's not about the dog approaching the scent in some other product. If they're too sweet, they can actually go and start licking them. But the lavender is more...
No, that'd be so funny, the dog following the Swiffer.
Well, you don't want that. You want the dog to keep his face, otherwise you just clean an area and
there's dirty again.
Because that's the wet jet, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
What I'm talking about is the wet jet. So it's almost like a mop,
uh-huh.
you know, un trapeador.
Yeah.
You have to let it dry. Very, very important.
Okay. So, but it's funny. I asked, in Facebook, I didn't mention anything, but I wanted to see how people reacted. If they had the opportunity to be in front of you, what would they ask you? And I received all sorts of questions from, you know, my dog's not getting together along, or the dog barking to the door, which I guess very common, to hear. But it was, I think one of the most funny was, like, a lot of them were sending marriage proposals.
Yeah. Yes,
I think that was just on your open. Yes. I don't think you want to say that publicly.
Okay.
Let's
say publicly.
Yes, no.
You start getting
love letters.
Yeah, no, but that's a new
show. But anyhow, just thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking just a few minutes to talk to me.
Thank you.
As a Hispano, you know, you want to say something to our Latinos that listen to Vida Doggy?
As a Hispano?
Yeah, I want to say something in Spanish to our Vida Doggy listeners. So they, I have some listeners that are, you know, we're in the Spanglish community. We go, like you say, half English, half Spanish. So I talk both.
Well, to me, the most important part is that when it comes to a dog, it's not about a race. Mm-hmm. It's about a human race,
okay.
You know. And so it really takes a village to raise a child, and it takes the whole country to rehabilitate our dogs, you know, for all of us to be in the same frame of mind when it comes to dogs first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can move into other areas, political areas, religious areas, educational areas. But if we can just begin, how can we interact with our dogs so we can see that it's possible to become in sync with each other, to create a harmony? And it has nothing to do with race, you know, because dogs don't really care what race we are. What they care is, can we give them leadership, like protection and direction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we give them exercise, discipline, and affection? Can we show consistency? Can we be patient about it? Can, you know, all those beautiful things that dog bring. Can we see a dog as a teacher? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And me como Latino, Mexicano, lo que yo aprendí, lo aprendí de mi abuelo.
Oh.
Lo aprendí de la naturaleza, lo aprendí de un rancho. Y este, pues regresar la naturaleza, ese don que ella tiene y que nunca se le va a quitar, es una forma de ser respetuoso hacia ella.
Sí.
You know what I mean?
Sí.
Y el perro es un embajador de eso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that you are the ambassador for them, because they can't talk and you can't translate that to us to be able to understand it, because like you said, we get so involved in our life that we tend to forget and we want things to be our way instead of accepting the natural route of things. But so
they can't talk human language.
No, well, they can hear.
But they do talk dog language.
Yeah.
We just have to learn to slow down and learn how to interpret it. You know what I mean? It's like a sign language. If we can learn sign language with humans, we can learn sign language with animals. It's actually very simple, a very pure form of communication. Very honest, you will always get the truth, you know, and you will have someone who believes in integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, animals have a high level of integrity.
But you're helping so many people to be able to understand that.
It's my goal.
And that's great. But you're satisfied? You think there's more for season? You have to keep going. Is there, you know?
Satisfied? Claro que sí. Claro que es más, ¿no? Cuando uno nace con ese tipo de mente de querer ayudar al mundo, de querer
siempre está el next level.
Cuando naces pobre, naces como quien dice con una mentalidad muy rica en la cuestión de no límites, porque nada tienes que perder.
Sí.
¿Sí me entiendes? Eso es lo bonito de la pobreza, de que piensas grandísimo. Es una cosa, te da acceso a pensar a lo más grande del mundo y cómo puedes impactar al mundo y cómo puedes influir al mundo.
Sí.
No necesitas dinero para hacer dinero.
Me encanta, ¿no? Eso. Me encanta eso.
Entonces, todos podemos hacer una diferencia.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Y
yeah,
la cosa es no perder esa confianza en sí mismo, en la confianza en Dios. Dios es solo que somos un hombre de instinto,
amén.
Un hombre
¿sí?
de Dios.
Sí, así es. Y con esas mismas palabras, pues te voy a dejar, porque me sirven de inspiración a mí misma para yo continuar haciendo lo que estoy haciendo, que me encanta también, lo hago con mucha pasión. Y pues sé que te voy a ver de nuevo. Now, where, you know, our listeners are going to be able to see Cesar Millan again in New York City.
Well, I come here all the time.
Yeah, but people don't get a chance to see you that often, I guess. Yeah.
I'm going to open a carreta tacos.
Okay. I think you're going to sell a lot of tacos.
Exactly. And teach them about dogs. No, no, you gotta buy three tags, but buy yours. Yeah. Okay? We're gonna do it the Latino way.
Okay, can I be a chef? I love cooking.
Everything comes together.
You see, everything comes together. And then we have somebody with sweeper cleaning the kitchen.
Right.
And the tacos. So, you know, right. I think we just build an enterprise.
And whoever eats more tacos gets a sweeper for free. One of my boys.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you so much, Lester. You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Okay. No, gracias a ti.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Vida, V-I-D-A, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home for her.
Enter the code VIDA10, V-I-D-A, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to kidsfootlocker.com. Enter the code AFBID1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFBID2KF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at kidsfootlocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's O-Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O-Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
I want to thank Swiffer for making this happen. Sisa Milan has partnered with them, and right now, until I believe it's April 12th, they are going to be running the Messiest Mutts sweepstakes. The winner is going to have a chance to visit Caesar's Ranch to be, you know, trained by the dog whisperer himself. All the info is going to be at our blog of Vida Doggy, along a short video of Caesar giving tips. That will be all for now, my friends. Gracias for listening. Many hugs and kisses, besos. Go and adopt a pet for me today, okay? Just do that for me. Just go and adopt a pet. Thanks, guys. Until the next one.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.